Good afternoon, everybody. I have no financial relationships to disclose. A little bit about the importance of the primary care. The role of primary care has been expanded in the last decade, and currently the U.S. healthcare delivery system reform heavily relies on the expanded role of primary care in achieving its goal of maximizing overall healthcare quality, improving healthcare access and equity. And patient-centered medical home, PCMH, attracts attention as the key strategy for primary care, and PCMH is expected to positively associated with healthcare outcomes, primary care outcomes, and quality while reducing and maintaining healthcare cost. In 2006, the American Academy of Family Practice launched a national demonstration project. The 36 small independent clinics were selected and transformed themselves into patient-centered medical home clinics. And lessons from this national demonstration project was released and published in several articles. But empirical study that investigate the association between PCMH and primary care outcomes quality are generally not sufficient. So, in addition to that, another important factor in affecting primary care quality is finance incentives. And the result of the impact of the financial incentives is a little mixed. Some study reported positive impact of financial incentives on the primary care outcomes, such as immunization rates, tobacco cessation rates, and patient satisfaction and experiences. But other studies also reported negative association of financial incentive with those same set of the primary care quality and outcomes. So we believe that this inconsistency may be attributable to the differences in types and designs of the financial incentives, and also differences in types of quality measures used for financial incentives. So the rationale of the study, we believe PCMH implementation is not isolated from the other aspect of primary care practice, especially financial incentives. Financial incentives in primary care is widely used and influence physicians' behavior to show specific pattern of practice that might be designated by the payers. And national payment system must be aligned with the PCMH implementation to financially encourage those primary care clinics to keep moving along toward the next advanced stage of PCMH. And also internally, financial incentives on physicians need to be aligned with PCMH behaviors. However, the PCMH consistent practice climates and financial incentives in regards to better providing quality care have not been studied within a single research framework. So the goal of this study is to examine the associations between financial incentives and patient-centeredness of the practice setting and its relationship with the improved ability to provide high-quality primary care after controlling for some other factors like clinical resource constraints. So this study is guided by a research framework, has four factors around, and the circles on the right side are the key important variables of this study. They are PCMH consistent practice climate, and the other key important variable is physician financial incentives. They are directly assumed to be influenced on physicians' ability to provide quality of primary care. And also, this study controls for physician characteristics and practice characteristics, as well as other structural quality constraints that might associate with the high quality of care, high quality primary care. So actually, I forgot to bring the handout. I'm sorry, but I posted the handout on the APHA website. The method, this study is cross-sectional secondary data analysis, and we used 2004 and 5 community tracking study physician survey. We select primary care physicians who are specialized in either family practice, internal medicine, or pediatrics. And also we selected physicians, primary care physicians, who are salaried, who by definition are not full owner of a solo practice. And after data purification, I had 1,733 salaried primary care physicians for the data analysis for this study. Measurement. The variable of interest for this study is the ability to provide high quality care. This variable is based on one survey item stating that I am able to provide high quality care. That variable, that survey item was measured on 5-point Likert type scale. And we checked the distribution of this variable and found that the one of the responses category, which is neutral, is too few. So we recode this variable and merging responses of strongly disagree and disagree with the statement and represents the lower, because the variable is the ability to provide high quality care, then we merge the responses of strongly disagree and disagree and represent the low confidence in their ability to provide high quality care. I think it is kind of easier to understand that. And also, I combined responses of neutral to agree to represent mediocre but not poor confidence in their ability to provide high-quality care. And strongly agree responses are separated to represent the high confidence in their ability to provide high-quality primary care. So this recoded ordinal variable with three categories. This variable will be used, the dependent variable, for the bivariate and multivariate analysis for this study. As I mentioned, there are two key variables of interest in this study. They are PCMH consistent practice climate and financial incentives. So we identified four PCMH consistent practice climate variables from the survey. They are, first, able to have long-term relationship with patients. Second, have freedom to make clinical decisions in the best interest of patients. Three, able to spend enough time with patients. And four, have clinical freedom to meet patients' needs. They are all measured on a 5-point Likert type scale. And also, we identified five survey items for financial incentive. They are measured by the importance of each physician compensation in the five domains. The five domains are productivity, patient satisfaction, quality of care measures, practice performance, and practice profiling. They are all measured on a 5-point Likert scale. And then we realized that those nine survey items, four for PCMH and five for the financial incentives, are some sort of based on reflecting practices, policy, and regulations. So we kind of need to validate the validity of the construct used for this study. So we conducted a exploratory factor analysis with those nine items and see how the factor structure for those two construct for the study will turn out. This is a result of the factor analysis results. Factor analysis, it explains 61% of variation of the nine items or nine survey items. And three factors returned. First, out of five financial incentive survey measures, three items loaded highly on factor one. And based on the description of those items and the nature of the items, we actually named the first factor as financial incentives aligned with care quality and care contents. And remaining two financial incentive items loaded high on the factor two. So based on the description in the same way, we named the second factor as financial incentives aligned with productivity and profitability. And the remaining four items loaded highly on the last factor, which is factor three, then we named that factor as patient-centered PCMH consistent practice climate. So to make it simplified, we calculated a composite score for each factor and used that composite scores in our statistical analysis. So continue on the measurement. So for the structural quality constraints, we identified four groups of constraints. First is resource availability. The second one, physicians have to consider patients' financial burden. The third one is restrictions in prescribing medications. Last is the patient condition complexity. So each group of restrictions or constraint is based on multiple survey items. So to make it simple, we calculated a summary score for each group of the constraints and used that summary score in our statistical analysis. And finally, this study controls for the physician characteristics such as age, gender, race, MSA, foreign MD degree, and also control for the practice characteristics such as specialty, practice type, percent of patients speaking different languages. Okay, so with those variables, we conducted descriptive analysis and bivariate analysis and multivariate analysis. And the technique we adopted is generalized logic modeling because the dependent variable, which is the ability to provide high quality care, has three categories because it is the ordinal variable, we recorded it. So the generalized logic model is able to use that ordinal variable and do not assume any proportional odds between the groups in the dependent variables, the levels of the dependent variable. So simply put, the generalized logit model fit the logistic regression for any pair of dependent variables. So I have three levels in the dependent variable, and I put the low confidence as reference group. Thereby, there are two comparisons, mediocre versus low and high versus low. So generalized logic models simultaneously fit those two comparisons. That is the summary of the descriptive analysis from the sample. On average, the sample physician are 45 years of age, and 60% of them are male, and 71% are having different other racial category than white and black, and 83% of them are practicing in a large metro area. Then this result is showing the distribution of the key important variables. The key important variable is able to provide high quality care. Then noticeably, 21% of physicians are reporting that they are able to provide high quality care. So only 21% of physicians strongly agree with that statement. And also, physicians evaluate their practices, the PCMH consistent practice climate is a little bit higher with the average of 3.89, and financial incentives are strongly weighted toward using productivity and profitability. So let's move on to the bivariate analysis. So in bivariate analysis, I'm looking at the association between key independent variable and the dependent variable. And as you see, the first column has the title of neutral and agree. That is the mediocre confidence in their ability to provide high-quality care. And the next column named is strongly agree. That means higher or high confidence in their ability to provide high-quality care. And PCMH consistent practice climate is consistently and positively associated with higher level of competence in their ability to provide high quality care. And the financial incentives aligned with profitability and productivity were not significantly associated. And there is only one significant result in from the financial incentives aligned with care quality and care contents. However, when I control for the quality restrictions and physician and practice characteristics, the impact of financial incentives aligned with care quality and care contents are consistently positive and positively associated with higher levels of competence in their ability to provide high-quality care. And also, consistently, the PCMH consistent practice climate is positively associated with higher level of competence. And so, in summary, this study found two significant results, which is the significant consistent as positive association of PCMH practice setting with the higher level of competence of provide high quality care, and financial incentive aligned with care quality and care contents is positively associated with the ability to provide high quality care. So the results of our study provides supporting for the past studies by documenting a positive effect of PCMH consistent practice climate and also a significant impact of financial incentive targeting high quality care. And previous study indicated that quality improvement was mediated by organizational climate and policies supporting care coordination and system change and innovation. So we see that PCMH implementation is that kind of system change and innovation. So the significant impact of PCMH consistent practice climate is supporting this previous result. And also, this study found that significant association of between financial incentives for care quality and care contents, and this result support financial incentives are effective in improving global quality of primary care if it is increasing the continuous quality improvement. And interestingly, there was no significant negative association between financial incentives and physician's ability to provide high quality care. However, there is a one previous study that reports a negative association of financial incentives that is aligned with productivity and profitability on and physician's ability to practice good quality medicine. And the author of that previous study explained the reason of the significant negative association with the two factors. One is duration of the physician's exposure to HMO, and the other one is physician's exposure to cost-effective medicine. But in 10 years, because that study was published in 1999, so in 10 years, many things happened and changed. So that changes, I guess, you know, happened in that 10 years difference may explain the inconsistent results between my study and the previous study. Limitation, this study do not control for the HMO penetration that is a strong predictor of the quality of care. In quality of care in primary setting, but this study controls for the other structural quality constraints. So it may include some proxy for the HMO penetration. And also a dependent variable for this study is based on subjective evaluation of physician ability to provide high quality care. So it is not measure the quality of care provided from the primary care doctors. And also this result is limited to salaried PCP, not generalized to entire primary care physicians population that may have different orientation for their profit and quality of care. And also this study suffer from common factor variation. that because the dependent variable and independent variables are coming from the same source. So in conclusion, PCMH practice climate and concurrent financial incentives that are appropriately and accordingly designed can accelerate high quality primary care. So thank you for listening.
Any questions?
The CTS survey collected data from physicians who are practicing in the United States. It's national, yes, it's national data, but I do not generalize the results to the. Actually, I selected only primary care physicians who are not the sole owner of the full practice. And initially, that physician survey has like 7,000 cases. And I have, for this analysis, 1,733 after defining.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.